This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Louisiana's governor is ordering storm refugees to leave New Orleans because of rising floodwaters. Before the storm, Earl White and his wife drove to his sister's home in Jackson, Mississippi.
We thought we'd be back in 3 or 4 days. This would be another one of those. And then when we got up on Sunday morning, all of a sudden things had changed. We had a 175-mile-an-hour hurricane aimed directly at New Orleans, and we were just thankful that we had gotten out of New Orleans. So as the storm was coming through, we decided to lay down and rest Monday in the bedroom that we were staying in, and all of a sudden there's this big crash. I open my eyes and there's this huge tree trunk about 4 feet above my head. The storm was so violent when it had gotten to Jackson, Mississippi, which is 150 miles inland from the coast, that it was just snapping and blowing trees down everywhere, and one happened to fall across my sister's house. So I have another sister that lives up near Memphis, so we packed up and came up here. And oh, it's been a trip to say the least.
Earl White says he and his wife have been numbed by the destruction they've seen.
This is just so traumatic. It's overwhelming. To be honest with you, I think the thing that I'm most upset about was that we had to leave our three cats. And even though I thought at the time we were going to be long gone for about 3 or 4 days, I left them enough food to last 3 weeks to a month, but I don't know if that's going to do it.
New Orleans resident Earl White spoke to us from his sister's home in Byhalia, Mississippi.